श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा हरे रामा रामा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे
कृष्णा कृष्णा
हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा रामा रामा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा रामा रामा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे रामा
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा रामा रामा
हरे कृष्णा
Krishna Krishna
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव
बिहारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
माधव कुंज बिहारी
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी
जन वल्लभ गिरिवर
यशोदानन्दन व्रज जननन्दन यमुना तीरवन चारी
यमुना तीरवन चारी
यमुना तीरवन चारी
यमुना तीरवन
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम
बलराम जय
पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन के
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय
समावेत भक्त वृंद की
जय
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय
जय गौर प्रेमानंदी
हरि हरि बो
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकि कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द डीमन्स एंड वृंदावन लीला सीरीज We have done Aghasurawad in the previous session. In the same chapter of killing of Aghasurad, there are a few more verses which will connect us to the next pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela. As I told you earlier once, although we are entitling this series as Demons in Vrindavan Leela, not all are demons. Now, in today's session, we are discussing about the demigod, Brahmaji, who is a very dear son of the Lord, is born in the lotus from the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He is the first created living entity, the engineer of the whole universe, four-headed Brahma with body made of only intelligence, and one who is the first Acharya in our Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Guru Shishya Parampara. So, and still, Brahmaji, being a great devotee of the Lord, through this pastime will teach us a very important lesson to the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So, this begins in the 10th canto, chapter 12 itself. So, here it is mentioned here, in the 34th verse, there is a verse, 10, 12, 34, ततो अधिहृष्टा स्वकृतो कृतार्हणम् पुष्पै सुगा अप्सरसश्च नर्तनैः गीतैः सुरावाद्यधराश्च वाद्यकैः स्तवैश्च विप्राजयनिस्वनैर्गणाः
Thereafter, everyone being pleased, the demigods began to shower flowers from Nandana Kanana. The celestial dancing girls began to dance, and the Gandharvas, who were famous for singing, offered songs of prayers. The drummers began to beat their kettle drums, and the Brahmanas offered Vedic hymns. In this way, both in the heavens and on earth, everyone began to perform his own duties, glorifying the Lord.
And Prabhupada says in the purport, everyone has some particular duty. And the celestial dancing girls, Apsaras, from the Nandakanan, they are very expert in dancing. So they are dancing for the pleasure of the Lord. And Gandharvas are expert in singing. So they are offering songs, prayers for the Lord. Brahmas are good in beating the kettle drums. They are doing that. And Brahmanas are chanting the Vedic hymns, you see. So Prabhupada says, singer, musician, everybody. So Anishtha says, Dharmasya, Samsiddhir, Haritoshanam. So in that, there is a verse, Idam hi pumsastha pasashrutasyava. After that, Prabhupada says, this is the perfection of life. That means engaging everything in the Lord. So read that further. One should be trained.
One should be trained how to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's respective qualities. Education, austerity, penance, or in the modern world, business, industry, education, and so on. All should be engaged in glorifying the Lord. Then everyone in the world will be happy. Okay. Krishna comes, therefore, to exhibit his transcendental activities so that people may have the chance to glorify him in every respect. To understand how to glorify the Lord is actual research work. It is not that everything should be understood without God. That is condemned.
Bhagavad bhakti hinascha jati shastram japastapaha apranasyeva dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam.
Without Bhagavad bhakti, without glorification of the Supreme Lord, whatever we have is simply a decoration of the dead body.
So Prabhupada used to call the material civilization of the modern times as decoration of the dead body. What is this decoration of dead body? Sometimes in the West, when they keep a dead person in a coffin. So initially the coffin is open, so the relatives and friends may come to see the dead body, and then they will put it in the coffin and close it to be taken to the graveyard, you know. But when the dead body is lying, they will put a very costly coat and suit and tie and very nice decorations on his body and make him look like smiling. So although the costly decorations are made on a dead body, those decorations are only to fool the people who are coming there. Because the person is already gone. It is only a stinking dead body, which if you don't put ice and everything, it will stink even more. So decoration of a dead body is no use. Because the body is not going to get up and do any activity. The soul has already left and gone away, isn't it? Similarly, he says that in the modern day civilization, because they are godless, God is like the soul. Just like the soul in this body makes the body meaningful, God is, when God is kept in the center and glorified, then there is, all blessing. Otherwise, without God, the civilization is like decorating a dead body. So therefore, you find the modern day civilization, with all its big shopping malls and broad roads and skyscraper buildings and, you know, technological advancement, scientific advancement, and all media, people busily phoning each other, flying here, flying there, it's all counted as dead, because it's without God. Without God, like our Arjuna says, yasya kshana viyogena loko hya priya darshanaha ukto hi rahito hyesha mritakaha prochate yatha. The dawn of creation, in the Bhagavatam it is explained, when all the necessary items are all present, but the world was not becoming active. The Virata Purusha, it is said, he was practically dead. All the devatas, presiding devatas of the eye, they requested him to get up, he didn't get up. Nada tishtat tada virat. Nada tishtat tada virat. Like that, there is one chapter. All the verses will say that. Virata Purusha did not get up. The presiding deity of the US, Dig Devatas, came and requested him to get up, he didn't get up. The Ashwini Kumaras told him to get up, he didn't get up. Like that, there are a series of 10-15 verses. Finally, it says, when the super soul entered the body of Virat Purusha, then the Virat Purusha got up. That means the whole universe became active. Which means, you know, if the Lord is not present in this world, the sun would get stagnated, moon would get stagnated, birds cannot fly, the ocean waves will remain like this. Human beings cannot move also. No, there will be no movement in the world. Everything will be like a jada. Just like this table here. If this table lies for a million years, it will be in the same place only. It's not going to move from here to any other place. Similarly, You may say that the soul is Chetan, you know, matter is Jada. But even the Chetan soul cannot do anything without the help of Super Soul. Actually, it's a very great science explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Like, for example, if I have to see any object, five things are required. You know that? First of all, you need the presiding deity of the eyes, which is Surya Devata. Surya should permit me to see. Then the eyeballs instrument is required, Karanam. Then inside the body, there is a subtle body. It's called as subtle body has got five abilities. Shabda, Sparsha, Rasa, Rupa, Gandha. So Rupa, the forms are seen because subtle body has a subtle eye. And the subtle eye has the ability to see. So then it has to see through the gross eye instrument. This is instrument. So Surya Dev, this gross instrument, subtle bodily eye, and then even if a subtle, even though subtle body has eye, it cannot see unless the Atma is present, Chetan Atma. Then fourth is Atma and the fifth is Paramatma. When all five are present, then only one can see. And the same is true for all other senses, like the ears, nose, everything. So we don't even know these truths. Unless we read Bhagavatam, we will not come to know. So therefore he is saying that Lord is the pivotal figure in this world. Why in this world all these things are created? The fruit bearing trees are producing fruits so that the fruits can be offered to Krishna. And the clouds are showering rain so pure water can be showered down for Lord's service. Everything that's happening here, they're all actually a pure devotee can see that the nature is glorifying the Lord in various ways. Flowers are blooming in the garden so that they can be taken and offered to him. Trees are giving fruits, so fruits can be offered to him. Yeah. And then the cotton tree is giving cotton, so he can make very nice dresses and put it on Lord's body. And the same manner, ocean is producing Navaratnas. So take the Navaratnas and make very nice ornaments and put it on the Lord's chest. Very beautifully. You can do that. So in this way, one should see not only the nature, but even in our body, whatever skills, talents are there. If somebody can do nice embroidery, they can make an embroidered dress for the Lord. Somebody can make nice ornaments. They can make nice ornaments for the Lord. Somebody can sing. They can sing. Somebody can dance. They can dance singing the Yashoda Krishna song. Like that. So that's the main thing here explained here. Although the Lord is invisible to our material eyes, if one understands that without his presence, not even a blade of grass can move, and then they offer everything to the Lord, then the whole world will become happy. That's the meaning of Adokshaja. Adokshaja means you don't know, you can't see his presence with your eyes, but this world cannot move without his presence. Just like here, you find there is electricity which is driving this fan. If there is no electricity, there is no fan. Fan may be idling. Even though you may put on the switch and switch off, it may not move. Similarly, parasa shaktir vividaiva shruyate swabhavaki jnana bala kriyacha. It is said that Lord is moving this material world through his energies, and he's energetic. The person who owns the energies. So here, the energetic or Shaktiman, Lord is being glorified by all the devatas who are all great bhaktas, devotees of the Lord.
Tadadbhuta stotra suvadya geetika jaya dinaiko chava mangalasvanan shrutva swadhamno tyaja agato chirat Rishtva Mahishasya Jagama Vismayam.
When Lord Brahma heard the wonderful ceremony going on near his planet, accompanied by music and songs,
Adbhuta Stotra Suvadya. Wonderful prayers were being offered to the Lord. And the Suvadya and Geetika. He heard very nice songs being sung, and I know very nice Mridangam is being played, all the instruments. So he is hearing Kirtan going on, chanting going on. He's wondering what is the matter. Why are all the devatas so charged? What is happening? Na yeka utsava. Celebration glorifying Supreme God. Mangala swanan. There are transcendental sounds of shank. People are blowing. And Vedic chant is happening. Shrutva. Having heard such sounds. Swadhamnaha. Anti ajaha. So his own abode, Lord Brahma, came out of his own abode. Agataha. He came there. Achirat, very quickly he came there. He wanted to see. Trishtva mahi, yishasya jagama vismayam. Now they understood the matter. It seems that Lord Krishna performed some
Vismaya means astonishment, astonishing pastime. Huh? Seeing that all the demigods are all, you know, glorifying him. So when Krishna was glorified like that by all the people, Brahma did not exactly know what had happened for which they glorified the Lord. That he was not aware. So he was surprised. I said, tell me, you fellows, I was a little busy in the puja inside. Why are you all glorifying the Lord so much? What did he do now that you are glorifying? Please tell me. He asked, because not only Brahma saw in Satyaloka, which means he also saw Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, everywhere there was a festival of glorification of Krishna going on. And then Shukadeva Goswami is telling, Rajanna jagaram charma shushkam vrindabanet bhutam rajaukasam bahutitham babhuva krida kakvaram is saying, Tajagaram charma, the skin of the big agasara snake, shushkam, it became dried up. Vrindavane adbhutam. Actually, how wonderful it is. The covered boys, when they first saw the body of the agasara, they thought it is some Vrindavana adbhutam. It is a very beautiful mountain, a Vrindavan. And it is a very nice place spot. That's what they were joking amongst themselves. So, when they were making utpreksha. Utpreksha means guesswork. They were guessing. The one boy was telling another, hey, this plaything is very nice, no? See, it has got something, it looks like a snake which has lips below and one lip above in the sky, you know, touching the clouds. On the other hand, it looks like a beautiful mountain, a parvata vishesh. It is some nice place to play. So the boys actually desired that if only this is a very nice play area, we can actually go up, come down, can play. Because the covered boys desired that, Krishna fulfilled the desire by drying up the body of Agasara. He made it available for them. My dear friends, you want to play on the body of Agasara? Now we can play. It's dried up now. Now there is no more fear. Agasara cannot swallow you, crush you inside his belly. Rajavukasam bahutitam babu va krida gahvaram. So that gufa became a very nice place for the covered boys to play for many, many days. Boys would come there to play games.
Etat kaumarajam karma hare ratmahi mokshanam mrityo paugandake bala drishtvachur vismita vraje.
Yes.
This incident of Krishna saving himself and his associates from death and of giving deliverance to Agasura, who had assumed the form of a python, took place when Krishna was 5 years old. It was disclosed in Vrajabhumi after 1 year, as if it had taken place on that very day.
And the purport?
The word mokshanam means liberation. For the associates of Krishna and for Krishna himself, there is no question about liberation. They are already liberated being in the spiritual world. In the material world, there are birth, death, old age and disease. But in the spiritual world, there are no such things because everything is eternal. As for the python, however, by the association of Krishna and his devotees, Agasura also achieved the same facility of eternal life. Therefore, as indicated here by the word Atmahi Mokshanam, if the python Agasura could receive eternal association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is to be said of those who are already associates of the Lord?
Nadar is saying, yeah. So, now, in this way, he is saying, Ahi Mokshanam, the deliverance of the python. Ahi got Mokshanam. And then in the one of the previous purports, I told you to read that purport, that is verse number 33. Purport has very nice points about how Agasura attained Swarupya Siddhi. And I told you the reason also. How he attained Swarupya Mukti. And in that purport, 33 purport, 3-4 lines from the bottom, 33 purport. He says, therefore in 2 or 3 places the Bhagavatam has confirmed that Agasura attained Swarupya Mukti. Yeah. So in this way, Agasura received a liberation. Yeah, correct. Swarupya Mukti got.
Naitat vichitram manujar bamayinaha paravaranam paramasya vedasaha aghopiyat sparshanadhau tapatakaha prapatmasamyam tu asatam sudhurlabham.
Krishna is the cause of all causes. the causes and effects of the material world, both higher and lower, are all created by the Supreme Lord, the original controller. When Krishna appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, he did so by his causeless mercy. Consequently, for him to exhibit his unlimited opulence was not at all wonderful. Indeed, he showed such great mercy that even Agasura, the most sinful miscreant, was elevated to being one of his associates and achieving Sarupya Mukti, which is actually impossible for materially contaminated persons to attain.
Yeah. Here as it says, correct, na? Yeah, he got a Sudarlabham. Very rare Mukti he got. And then he says that, read the first 3-4 lines, very important. The word Maya is used in connection with love. Out of Maya, love, a father has affection for his child. The word Mayana indicates that Krishna out of love appeared as son of Nanda Maharaj. Manuja Aruba, it is said. And then 2-3 lines later, he says that Krishna took pleasure in entering the mouth of Agasura. Yeah.
Krishna took pleasure in entering the mouth of Agasura in a sporting spirit along with his associates. Therefore, when Agasura, by that sporting association, as maintained in the spiritual world, was purified of all contamination, he attained Sarupya Mukti and Vimukti by the grace of Krishna. For Krishna, this was not at all wonderful.
Like this, the next verse also is going to say that. Sakrit yadanga pratimantarahita manormaye bhagavatim tadau gatim sayeva nityatma sukana bhutyabhi vyudastamayontargatohi kimpunaha. In that translation he says, if even only once or even by force one brings the form of Supreme Lord into the mind, one can attain supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna. Like when we chant, forcibly we try to chant, although it is difficult sometimes, but the Lord becomes pleased even with chanting, is saying. What then it is to be said of those whose hearts are hearts the Supreme Lord enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of all transcendental bliss. So, in this way he is saying, that purpose in third line, simply by thinking of Krishna, one can attain him very easily, he says. And then, purpose is 2-3 lines later, Bhagavan Bhakti Hridisthitaha. In the case of Agasura, one may argue that he was not a devotee. This the answer to this is that he thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion. When he was looking at Krishna constantly, he was also attracted in the beginning. So without devotion, one cannot think of Krishna. And conversely, whenever one thinks of Krishna, one undoubtedly has devotion. Although Agasura's purpose was to kill Krishna, for a moment, Agasura thought of Krishna with devotion. And Krishna and his associates wanted to sport within Agasura's mouth. Yeah. This is the purpose. I told you 3 reasons, isn't it? Why Krishna gave him Sarupya Mukti. One is, Agasura was seeing Krishna continuously with wide eyes open. Secondly, he took Krishna into his mouth, like we take Mahamantra chanting into our mouth. And thirdly, his body became a sporting place for the Vajabhasis, and Krishna was very pleased with that. So, considering all these things, he gave him Sarupya Mukti. Now, Parikshit is going to ask a question. Read the next translation, 40th.
Sutta Goswami said, O learned saints, the childhood pastimes of Sri Krishna are very wonderful. Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing about those pastimes of Krishna, who had saved him in the womb of his mother, became steady in his mind and again inquired from Shukadev Goswami to hear about those pious activities.
Actually, Parikshit was very curious about this Agasura pastime. Why? Because in Parikshit's case, Lord entered the womb of his mother and there he saved Parikshit. Here the Lord entered the mouth of Agasura and he saved covered boys. So Parikshit's mind became transcendently agitated. Because in both cases, Lord has entered a difficult place. Correct, no? There he entered the womb of his mother. Here he entered the mouth of Agasura and Agasura had closed his mouth. So, therefore it says, he became steady in his mind, it says, because he had heard this pastime of Krishna entering. Sometimes, how many of you experience, when you are hearing a particular pastime, your mind gets stuck there and the lecture keeps going. Isn't it? Because your mind got attracted to something and you are able to relate it in your personal life. You are amazed by it. You become vismit, amazed. And then you again become steady again and you hear, oh, what's going on now? So Parikshit was amazed by this pastime and he heard it. And then here is inquiring.
श्रीराजोवाच ब्रह्मन् कालान्तरकृतं तत्कालिनं कथं भवेत् यत्कौमारे हरिकृतं जगुप्पौगण्डकैर्बकाः.
महाराज परीक्षित इन्क्वायर्ड, ओ ग्रेट सेज, हौ कुड थिंग्स डन इन द पास्ट हैव बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड एज बीइंग डन एट द प्रेजेंट. Lord Shri Krishna performed this pastime of killing Agasura during his Kaumara age. How then, during his Pauganda age, could the boys have described this incident as having happened recently?
Tad brohi me mahayogin param kautu halam guro nuname tad dhare reva maya bhavatinanyatha.
O greatest yogi, my spiritual master, kindly describe why this happened. I am very much curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna.
Parishit is thinking, the boys say that it is recently happening, but it happened 1 year ago, you are saying. Then why did they repeat this pastime to the parents after 1 year? Huh? Why was that gap between the happening of the pastime and later? Huh? At that time, Parishit is telling Shukadeva Goswami about his own good fortune. वयम् धन्यतमा लोके गुरोऽपि क्षत्रबन्धवः यत् विभामो त्वत्तः पुण्यम् कृष्णकथामृतम्. इस् टेलिङ्ग् मै डियर् गुरुजी सुखदेव् जी, ऐ एम् सो ब्लेस्ड् इस् सेयिङ्ग् इन् दिस् वर्ल्ड् इफ् सम्बडि गेट्स् टु हियर् कृष्णकथा हि इस् धन्य. सम्बडि हियर्स् कृष्णकथा फ्रोम् अ प्यूर् डिवोटि इस् धन्यतर. इफ् सम्बडि हियर्स् फ्रोम् अ प्यूर् डिवोटि अगेन् अण्ड् अगेन् मुहुमुहु इस् सेयिङ्ग् दट् इस् ग्रेट्. You know, greatest good fortune, Danyatama, he is saying. And you are a great guru, but I am not a great disciple, he is saying. I am Kshatra Bandavaha, I am Kshatra Bandhu, which means I am actually born in a good family, but I put a dead snake around the neck of Samikrishi. In this way, I am a degraded Kshatriya, I am not a good Kshatriya, like that he is saying. Yata Bibhama Muhustvata, I am repeatedly getting to hear Krishna Katha from you. Punyam Krishna Kathamritam, it's a very auspicious Krishna Katha. I am so blessed. Like the Parikshit is thanking Shukadevji for the katha. And he has already raised a question now. The question is about why coward boy spoke the katha 1 year later to the parents. And then he is anticipating a response from the great teacher, Shukadevji. Yeah. And read the last line of the purport. A student and disciple.
A student and disciple has the right to ask the guru about any confidential service. And it is the duty of the guru to explain these confidential matters to his disciple.
So, the guru explains the confidential things to the disciple, especially to intimate disciple. Guru may not speak everything to everybody in a public class, but sometimes when a disciple is asking specific queries, then the guru, out of mercy for the disciple, he may speak along with his realization in more depth, more elaborate, just like a calf which attracts the love of the mother cow, is able to extract the milk from the mother's breast, the mother's udders. Therefore, without a calf, the cow will not give milk. Similarly, for us to hear Bhagavad Gita, we need the calf. Who is the calf? Arjuna. As soon as Krishna sees Arjuna, he feels great affection. And with affection, he pours out Bhagavad Gita. So, we are also benefiting. Like that. Similarly, here Parikshit is very dear confidential associate of Shukadevji. So when he is asking questions, and Shukadev is touched in the heart, and then he will speak beautiful response to that. Yeah. So Agasura, just 1 minute. I wanted to show. I wanted to also show something about Agasura's previous life. Oh, sorry. You can see this? You're showing them? See, I didn't tell you about Agasura's previous life. In his previous life, read this.
In his previous life, Agasura was known as Aga and was the son of Shankachura. He was extremely strong and his bodily beauty was so striking that he exactly resembled Cupid. One day, Agha was in the Malaya mountains.
See, the very meaning of the word Agha means sin.
And he happened upon Ashtavakra Muni, who was performing austerities there. At the time, Ashtavakra's body was uniquely bent. See,
this has happened in many places with Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra Muni has the body bent in 8 places. So, we have to be very careful in the nectar of instruction. It is mentioned. Drishtai svabhava janitair vabhushascha doshair na prakritatvamiha bhakta janasya pashyet gangam basam nakal budbuta fena pankair brahma dravatram apagacchati neera dharma. You know what is the meaning of this? Sometimes in Ganga there are bubbles, there is foam, and there is wood, bag of woods flowing, or sometimes people pass stool and clean the bag in Ganga sometimes. So Ganga sometimes is impure in certain places, but if a person goes to Ganga, he knows Ganga is holy because it's Charanamrita. He will just move those dirty things aside and he will take the water. He will not hesitate. Similarly, a body of Vaishnava may be blackish, or a body of Vaishnava may be having, you know, some leprosy marks, or a body of Vaishnava may be twisted in a few places, like Ashtavakra is twisted in 8 places. Or a Vaishnava may look handsome or ugly or whatever. Or he may be born in a higher caste or a lower caste. So one should treat Vaishnavas with utmost care. But here, what happened with Agha? He saw Ashtavakra Muni twisted in 8 places in his body. And seeing this peculiar deformity, he laughed loudly. Hey, who is this ugly person? Like that he laughed. So when Ashtavakra Muni saw the arrogant conduct and behavior of this Agha, he said, oh fool, you say I am twisted in 8 places? Now you will become a snake and you will be twisted in multiple places. You will be the ugliest snake on earth. He said, yeah. So you will get a body which will twist and curve practically every movement you ever make. You know, because a snake cannot move without making a curve. So therefore, quickly Agha came to his senses and fell at the feet of the sage, begging for forgiveness. And then seeing the change in attitude, you know, Ashtavakra Muni told him, okay, although you'll become a snake when Lord Krishna, who's more beautiful than millions of cupids, enters your stomach, at that time you'll be liberated. Like that he told him. So therefore, Krishna entered into Agha's mouth and then liberated him. So, in this way, this is about the previous life of Aghasura. And I told you about Aghasura representing our cruelty and everything. Now, we go back to our Brahma Vimohanila pastime. Now, one thing interesting happened. When Brahma saw the Utsavams going on, and so Brahma understood that Lord, because demigods told him report about what happened exactly. Cowherd boys entered into Aghasura's mouth and Krishna also entered. He closed his mouth. We all thought everything is finished. And then Lord broke open his skull and, you know, the Atma came out. And the Lord and cowherd boys, everybody could come out. So they told the whole story. Now Brahma was thinking, oh, Lord showed something very miraculous and everybody is applauding and praising. So let me also show something. Like that he felt. Who? Lord Brahma. He also wanted to show his mystic powers. So sometimes we also develop a desire to imitate the Supreme Lord. Actually, Supreme Lord, nobody can imitate him. But the conditioned souls in this world try to imitate. One important lesson we should learn is we should not criticize Brahma or Indra, such great personalities, because they are all directly under the supervision of the Lord, under the guidance of the Lord. Sometimes they may perform pastimes like this, which may be bewildering to us. So Brahma became proud or what? You know, Brahma misbehaved like this. If Brahma can misbehave like this, then why can't I? People think like that. Actually, great souls don't misbehave. Great souls actually are orchestrated by the Supreme Lord himself. And Lord inspires them to act in a certain way to teach lessons to you and me. So that we can avoid such behavior. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Muhyanti. Yat surayaha, he says. Even demigods can be, you know, put to illusion, he says. So when Brahma, the moment Brahma developed a desire that I also want to impress all the demigods by showing something. That was the desire. See, once that outlook comes, that type of imitating desire comes, I want to imitate the Supreme Lord. then you get facility for imitating. Then he's flying in his swan carrier. You can see the picture here. He's coming to Vrindavan. And then he's watching from the top of the sky. And below, he's seeing all the, cowherd boys sitting, surrounding Krishna. So, there's a vivid description about how Krishna chose that spot, the bank of, Yamuna, surrounded by beautiful trees and everything. This is the 12th chapter, 10.12, text 1 to 10. So, yeah. Actually, every day they go to the Yamuna side, but on that particular day, something very special happened, which we are going to discuss today. Yeah. So some of the boys were playing the flute, some of them were playing the bugle. And then Krishna chose that particular spot of Yamuna's bank and then called all his friends. See, there they have a huge amount of prasadam brought by different boys from their homes. Some of them made lotus leaves as their plate. Some of them made flat stones as a plate. Some of them took smaller leaves and they, put small sticks and made into a bigger plate. And then they kept their food in those plates. Different people used a different type of, some of them had brought some plates. So in this way you find everybody, in fact some of them had big lotus petals also, which were very large. So they made a plate out of it also. In this way, they are all keeping all the prasad they have brought in different places. And then now they want to feed Krishna some special item. Everybody has brought one or two special items. They tell Krishna, Krishna, taste this, how nice it is. And when Krishna tastes it, he will give a certificate. He will say, yeah, this is wonderful item. And he'll comment about the items. And after that, other boys will be very happy. Then they will give their item. So, this Krishna's Vanabhoj prasadam eating program is a very grand program, as you see here. It's a everyday lunch coming together like this with covered boys. So one thing becomes clear to us. The spiritual world is a place where there is nothing you have to do like a busy job or making money or, maintaining a family or anxiety about somebody getting old, somebody dying. Nothing like that. Nobody gets old. In fact, nobody ages there. Whatever age you are, remain in that age only throughout. And there is no aging, there is no disease, there is no death, there is no office to go, there is no school to go. It is simply a place of merrymaking with Lord in the center. Different days, of course, different leelas happen. So in this way, Sorry, this is 10:12 already, I finished. Vasura, where is 13? He has given me 12. Next chapter. So in the 13th chapter, you find cowherd boys making all the arrangements in the forest and eating. And Brahma flies from the top of the sky in his swan carrier, as you see here. So let us see what happens when Brahma comes. See, the previous chapter, 12th chapter, he said that Parikshit said, I am a Kshatra Bandhu, my lord. I am a fallen soul, but you are a great guru. And then he said that, I am able to hear from you repeatedly. I am so blessed. Like that he said. So, and then seeing him speak so humbly, he speaks this verse. Sadhu Vrishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavatottama Yannutanayasi Ishasya Shinvannapi Katam Muhu. This is a verse spoken by Shukadevji. He is telling, Sadhu Prashtam Mahabhaga. I congratulate your question, Parikshit. Why? Because Tvaya Bhagavatottamaha. You are not a Kshatra Bandhu. Rather, you are Bhagavata Uttama. He is saying, Uttama Bhagavat means you are the highest degree devotee of Krishna. Why? Because in your mother's womb, Krishna saved you personally. You are called Vishnu Rath, and you are the grandson of the Pandava dynasty. The Pandavas are all pure devotees who had Krishna in their palace, living with them. And not only that, you subdued Kali and you followed the scriptures very beautifully in your life. And you also actually made the whole world follow the path of Krishna. So you are a Bhagavata Uttama, he is saying. And then one more thing he is saying. You are hearing Krishna Katha now. Yan Nutanayasi Ishasya, he is saying. You know, whatever I am speaking, you want to hear it over and over. You never feel that Krishna Katha, I already heard it before. He is saying, Yan Nutanayasi. Just like if you see the newspaper, why it is called news? North, east, west, south is called the news. It's, you know, some message from all the four directions. So is it not something adventurous and thrilling to know what's happening in all four directions of the world? But then the newspaper in the morning is very fresh. In the evening it becomes stale. You read it, once you read it, then you throw it in the raddi, you throw it. Whereas the Lord's Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, is kept in the altar, it's worshipped, it is studied by generations of people in the family. And it is worthy to offer flowers and worship it also. So the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5,000 years ago it was written. Even today people are reading it. Bhagavad Gita, 5,000 years ago Krishna spoke. Even today people worship Bhagavad Gita. They read Bhagavad Gita. They apply Gita in their life. On the contrary, newspapers are useless. You understand the difference. So he is saying similarly, for you the Lord's Katha is ever fresh, Parikshit. You are always joyful to hear the Krishna Katha, he is saying. Shinnanapi Katam Muhu. Although you are hearing over and over, the Katha is very pleasing to you. So here he says a very nice verse here. Please repeat this verse. Satamayam Sarabhritam Nisargo Yadattavani Shuticetasamapi Pratikshanam Nabhyavadat Chutasyayat Sriya Vitana Ivasadhuvarta. Read the translation.
Paramahamsas, devotees who have accepted the essence of life, are attached to Krishna in the core of their hearts and He is the aim of their lives. It is their nature to talk only of Krishna at every moment, as if such topics were newer and newer. They are attached to such topics just as materialists are attached to topics of women and sex.
See, materialists are attached to topics of women and sex. Vitanam, Striya Vitanam. But sadhus are equally attached. Like the materialists are attached to women and sex, sadhus are attached to Krishna Katha, I say. So somebody may say, what a dirty example you are giving for Krishna Katha attachment. Why don't you say something spiritual? Why are you saying something dirty? They may say, no. Because in this world, the conditioned souls, you know, their attachment to opposite sex is so strong. This is the only example that is most suitable. They will understand. Because you will see, in any place, on an office, if a new secretary has joined, a young girl, she is assisting the manager, everybody who comes will have their antenna on. Who is that? What is her name? Which place she belongs to? What language she speaks? And you have seen that? People ask, now what is your interest in her? She will do her service and you do your job. No, people take interest. And if somebody is saying that, hey, our manager has chosen her for becoming his secretary. Why? He interviewed her and he has taken, maybe he has attraction. So many dirty things people will talk. And also, especially if there is a rumor, the rumor spreads like wildfire amongst the people. And people have an antenna on, always the ears are, keep hearing it like that. On the other hand, the devotees of the Lord, you will see, they will have least interest in money and talking about money and woman. If there is a talk going on about money and woman, they will turn their face and go away. On the contrary, if there is a Krishna Katha going on anywhere, they will go running there. And they will not want to miss even 1 minute. You want to know how it is? Like if you are eating a mango, somebody comes and batters the door. You will feel, oh, somebody is disturbing my eating mango. You will just wash your mouth and then open the door. You slightly open it and say, what do you want? Whatever they ask, cut, you will finish it off. Close the door and come back and again take the mango. Like that, the devotees of the Lord have a great interest in glorifying the Lord's pastimes and hearing it. in the assembly of devotees. You can see Parikshit along with all the sages. 7 days, 7 nights, he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he didn't sleep. So, Shukadeva Goswami is telling that your vigor and taste for attentively hearing Krishna Katha is unmatchable, Parikshit. Because I told the whole pastime of Agasura, at the end you got such a brilliant question. Why 1 year, you know, they didn't tell their mothers about Agasura Vada? Why only they are telling after 1 year? So one amazing observation you make about Parikshit, his attentiveness in hearing Bhagavatam is very great. Very great. And his taste for hearing Bhagavatam is also very great. So he has attentiveness and taste. In taste, you can see that he will always tell Shukadevji that, oh, it's so, like he said, no? Yena yena avatarena bhagavan harireshwarah karoti karna ramyani manojnani chana prabho. He is saying that all the pastimes he said are interesting, my Guruji, but this Krishna's childhood pastimes are most interesting, he says. So please tell me more, he is saying. I want to hear more now. And if you can tell me mainly Krishna's pastimes, I will be thankful to you. Like that he says in the beginning of the 10th canto, you will see that. That is his taste. And then also you can say taste when, like he tells Shukadevji at the beginning of the Kaliya pastime, only one verse he used for telling about Kaliya. But then Parikshit said, you are saying that Kaliya came here and Krishna drove him out, but who is Kaliya? Where did he come from? Why did he come to only Vrindavan? How did Krishna defeat him? Please tell me everything elaborately. That means desire to hear elaborately is also a sign of taste. And then, and appreciating the Krishna Katha as the most sweetest, that also is a taste. And also, attentively asking question while hearing. Sometimes Shukadevji will test Parikshit, whether he is hearing well. So he asked the question, 1 year why they didn't tell the parents? Answer will come very soon. In that 1 year only this pastime happened. Which pastime? Brahma Vimohan Leela. Therefore, it is said, when he asked this question, why that 1 year boys didn't go home? After Agasura Vada, the boys never went home at all. They were stranded in the forest because this pastime of Brahma Vimohan Leela happened. So when, as soon as he asked the question, Shukadeva Goswami completely closed his eyes in samadhi and stopped speaking. He became frozen. And all the people were looking at each other. What happened? Even Parikshit wondered, did I ask any wrong question? Why Shukadevji has switched off from the external world and he is absorbed probably in samadhi. Then everybody did kirtan. Very beautiful kirtan. They took the big vampire. Then Mridangam, Karta, and then they sang, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Everyone did like Kirtan like this, and Shukadeva Goswami came to external consciousness. and why he went into Samadhi? Because he saw one particular form of Lord Krishna, a covered boy, small covered boy, in his left hand, carrying the dahi bath. Dahi bath means curd rice. And in between his fingers there were pickles, there were fruit pieces, standing like this, very beautiful. With curly hair, with peacock feather, innocent looking face, you know. With one hand he was keeping the other hand. I think he was searching, you know, for the cows, sorry, for the covered boys and the calves. He was searching. So with the innocent looking eyes, like a simple covered boy, and the Lord had tucked his flute on this side, and he had tucked the bugles on this side, and he had tied a belt around his waist, and is wearing a pitambar, and his lotus feet were so soft, and he was standing like a simple covered boy, searching. And this sight was most cherished by Brahma later on. I'll tell you when that particular verse comes. But as soon as Parikshit asked the question, what happened in that 1 year, this is the picture which came in the mind of Shukadevji, and he entered into Samadhi. So, In this way, you will find great devotees. Every great devotee has some attraction for one particular form of the Lord. Like you find Markandeya Rishi was attracted to the Balam Mukundam, Manasasmaram, Vetapatra Shai. And then similarly, Madhvacharya was attracted to the Udupi Krishna, holding the churning rod, and smiling and standing, you know, next to Mother Yashoda, looking at Mother Yashoda, what will you do now? I'm going to catch this churning rod. You cannot do churning. You throw it away and give me time now, Krishna said. So, Madhvacharya was attracted to that form. And our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attracted to Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra form. So, in this way, Brahma's most favorite form is that form, which we will study later. But now what Brahma did here in this scene, what you are all seeing here, you know, and he was covered boys are playing different games. Yeah. Read the 10, 13, 8. Translation.
Accepting Lord Krishna's proposal, the covered boys allowed the calves to drink water from the river and then tied them to trees where there was.
You are reading 10, 13, 8.
10, 13, 8.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the whirl of a lotus flower surrounded by its petals and leaves, Krishna sat in the center, encircled by the lines of his friends, who all looked very beautiful. Every one of them was trying to look forward toward Krishna, thinking that Krishna might look toward him. In this way, they all enjoyed their lunch in the forest.
So every boy felt that, you know, Lord is sitting right in front of me. Krishna gave them that experience. You see this picture you show, very beautiful picture. Of, see, one covered boy is picking up something and putting in Krishna's mouth. Another boy is holding a cloth above Krishna's head. See, one boy is, you know, taking something from Krishna's plate. You are seeing that? So they were all exchanging like this and eating. Sometimes eating themselves, sometimes giving to Krishna. Sometimes taking from Krishna's mouth and putting in their mouth. Krishna may eat half a ravaladu and say, oh, it's great, delicious. And then another boy may take it from Krishna's hand and eat it. Oh, really? Let me also try, Krishna. Like that, then they were giving also. This is a sight that was mind-boggling for Brahmaji. He was really shocked when he saw that, when he was coming in the swan carrier. See, they are playing games also. See, Brahma is watching. He thought, what is this? Is this absolute truth? God? My master lives in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana. And he never deals with devotees like this. Because, you know, in Vaikuntha or Lakshmi Narayana temples, you will find naturally there is a lot of Shodasa Upachar and very pure worship and everything. And done with great reverence. In fact, when the bhoga is going for offering, no one can even see it also. It's covered with a cloth. It's cooked by top class brahmanas who are brahman initiated. And they are very pure. So, Brahma has the experience of worshipping the Lord with arati plate and offering bhoga with all the mudras and all we do, you know, and upacharas we do. And here the same Lord is, you know, has descended in this world. And he is performing this kind of, this was like bewildering for Brahma. Why he is doing, what is he doing? He just couldn't, you know, fit it in his head. So, sometimes when a great person does some small thing, you feel shocked. For example, imagine if a millionaire goes to the garden with his shorts and a banyan, and he is taking the hose pipe and is watering the plants. And people may be shocked, hey, really? He is a millionaire, he can have so many malis under him in this work. Why is he personally taking a hose pipe like a gardener? Is he paid a monthly salary for doing that? Or if he is not doing that work, is he obliged to do that work? Or doing gardening? He is doing it simply for fun. Simply to derive joy. Similarly, Krishna also, Supreme Lord, he can always maintain his mastership and then everybody can bow down to him and all. But he wants to play a different type of role. He wants to enjoy the fun with all his devotees. So he puts them on an equal pedestal. So Godhead gives up his godhood in Vrindavan and behaves like one of the jivas. You know, just to give them the joy of, you know, he also gets joy by being so. And the devotees also get joy. And this was like unknown to Brahma, Raga Bhakti. It is beyond Brahma's comprehension here, the Lord's behavior. Correct. See, here there is one very nice commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Their pastime is there in 10.13.9. Just see. We have in the verse 10.13.9. Okay. This is a funny pastime. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, he says that, when Krishna, I don't have the picture here. One of the coward boys says, hey Krishna, you are eating from everybody's plate, but you didn't take from me. One boy says, and Krishna says, why not? Give it to me. What item you would like to give me? Tell me, my friend, he says. And the friend says, I will only give you if you close your eyes. Like that he says. So Krishna closes his eyes. When Krishna closes his eyes, this boy takes a flower and puts in the mouth. And Krishna bites that, thinking it's a laddu or something. And the flower is bitter, no? Krishna keeps his face twisted and he spits the flower. Then all the coward boys laugh like anything. So, Chakravarti Thakur writes that if somebody gives a flower with love in the mouth, still Krishna will accept, he says. He says, patram pushpam, correct now, he says. Pushpam is supposed to be offered at his lotus feet. But coward boy, if somebody affectionately he puts in the mouth, Krishna knows what they will trick they are doing. But he wanted to see them all laugh and have fun. So for pleasing them, Krishna agreed to participate in that drama of, you know, putting the flower in the mouth and not liking it. Like that he says. And this pastime goes on. This joking with them, laughing with them, eating. Now here, let us go to the scene where Brahmaji comes here. This is 10.13.13. Please read that. My dear friends, do not stop eating. See, 10.13.12 you read. So in 10.13.12 we come to know that when the boys are eating, like you see in the picture, very happily, joyfully with Krishna. This is not, this friendship is not available even for the demigods in heaven. Like demigods like Brahma are watching in, from the sky, but they are not allowed to enter into Vrindavan and participate like one of the covered boys. That is the greatest good fortune of the covered boys. So, at the time Brahma made one, hatched a plot. I will take away the covered boys and hide them in a cave. And let us see. Read the 12th verse.
O Maharaj Parikshit, while the covered boys, who knew nothing within the core of their hearts but Krishna, were thus engaged in eating their lunch in the forest, the calves went far away deep into the forest, being allured by green grass.
Yeah. Next verse.
When Krishna saw that his friends, the covered boys, were frightened, he, the fierce controller even of fear itself, said, just to mitigate their fear, my dear friends, do not stop eating. I shall bring your calves back to this spot by personally going after them myself.
Yeah, here is a verse, very important verse. Tan drishtva bhaya santrastan uche krishnosya bhi bhayam mitranyashan ma viramate haneshye vatsakanaham. He's telling Mitrani, oh my dear friends, ashan ma viramate, don't stop eating. He is saying, haneshye vatsakanaham, I will go and bring those calves which have gone far away for eating green grass. They have become tranaloba. Tranaloba means they have become greedy for eating the green grass far away. I will go and fetch them all. And you devotees, why are you getting up from the middle of your prasadam? You eat peacefully. Like that he is telling. So here there is a very beautiful purport point. The point is, if a devotee delights Krishna, gives pleasure to Krishna, then Krishna will not allow the devotee to senses to be carried away by Maya. So he will tell the devotee that I personally go and relieve the senses from Maya and I will connect, bring your senses back. Because go has a double meaning. One meaning is go means cow and also go means senses, yeah. So when a devotee's senses are sometimes going towards Maya, Krishna will make a plan to bring the senses back to Krishna. So, and why Krishna does it? Because the devotees of Krishna have dedicated their lives to him. They are chanting his holy name, they are studying the scriptures. So Krishna takes pity on his devotee and he assures the covered boys, don't worry that your calves are going far away. In the same manner, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our speech, all of our senses also sometimes go in Maya's direction. So for such a devotee, there is a blessing. Krishna is assuring them that I will bring your senses back. And if you don't agree to if we don't agree to Krishna's plan of bringing senses back, then Krishna may give us a slap also, to rectify us, to bring us to the right path. So now in this way, Brahma wanted to test the power of Krishna. That's what is mentioned in the 15th verse. Can you test the Supreme Lord? Who are we to test him? But Brahma wanted to try that. Okay, here comes a very important discussion in Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. He says that when Brahma desired this, when Brahma had a desire to do this kind of stealing cows and calves, the first person who saw the desire in Brahma's heart is Leela Shakti. And then, of course, Krishna also observed the desire. Then Leela Shakti and Krishna naturally had a discussion that this fellow has a desire to steal the covered boys and calves. So immediately Leela Shakti produced one new batch of Maya Arbaka, it is said. Because Krishna's associates are all Ananda, Chinmaya, Rasa, their bodies are all completely spiritual. Nobody can touch them. Just like you all know the pastime of Ravana trying to take Sita away, he couldn't. He only took Maya Sita. Same way here also. There's one verse, if you put Maya Arbaka, you will get. There's one verse which says that, Maya Arbaka. The Maya children were produced by Leela Shakti. And Brahmaji took those calves and those covered boys and kept them in a cave. And the original covered boys and the calves are kept by Leela Shakti, hidden in another place. Nobody knew where she kept it, kept them. And now whom do you think is left? Krishna all alone is left now. So now let us see what Krishna would do in this situation. Yeah, here comes the verse. See, Yeah, the verse number 18, it says, just to create pleasure both for Brahma and for mothers of the calves and covered boys. Krishna, the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, expanded himself as calves and boys. Tata Krishna mudam kartum tanmatranam tanmatranam chakasyava kasyacha ubayayitam atmanam chakre vishvakradishwaraha. He says, mudam kartum. See, Krishna not only enjoys pleasure, he gives pleasure also to devotees. Always he thinks, how I can give pleasure to my devotees? It's called Govinda. Govinda means one who gives great pleasure to the devotee's heart. So, and he also wants to give great pleasure to Brahma. How will Brahma enjoy pleasure? Right now you won't enjoy. You'll be frustrated searching for where he kept the cows and calves. And at the end, Brahma will really get great bliss in this pastime. And then he will surrender to Krishna. So in this way, you find he expanded himself. And how he expanded? Exact number of missing covered boys and calves. And what were all special in these boys? If you see, their bodily features were same. For example, a boy had a raised nose. Then Krishna became like that boy with a raised nose. Some boys have a big face, so he had a big face. Some boys' bodily limbs are very tender, so he also had a tender body like that. And whatever dresses they wore in the morning, same type of dresses he wore. And each of the boys had certain idiosyncrasies and all, no? For example, some people's voice is like shrilling voice. Some people's voice is grave voice. So Krishna exactly imitated that also when he expanded as covered boys. Their age, their forms, their names, the ornaments placed in various ways, and their particular type of dress, and bugles and flutes, and everything he imitated exactly. Like, nobody can even, in the wildest of the dreams, know that these boys are not the boys who went to forest. They will think that same covered boys have come. But it was not true, because the boys were hidden by Lila Shakti, and the Maya Arbaka were hidden by Brahma. Krishna was all alone. But he only expanded into all these forms. So, now, when Krishna goes, returns with his own expansions, with so many calves and so many covered boys home, and the mothers, as soon as they saw that my son is coming, so every mother would come out of the house, and then they saw this beautiful son with a glowing body, very charming to look at. So that love increased a million times more, it is said. In the next session, we will discuss about what made the mothers feel so much love for their sons now, after they saw Krishna's expansion with looking like their son. We will start with that, and then we will proceed to further aspect of the pastime. It's very amazing it is how Krishna dealt with the mothers and the cows in that 1 year period. So I will discuss it in the next class, along with Brahma's prayers also. It's a very important part of the next chapter. Shri Prabhupada ki, aur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Vantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you very much.